This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. American dairy cows are producing more milk than they ever have. But as the amount of milk goes up, the number of cows is actually going down. Bridget Bowden has more on how that happened and what it means for the dairy industry.
Last year, the average American dairy cow produced more than 22,000 pounds of milk. In Waldo, Wisconsin, there's a cow that produced more than three times that, setting the national record for milk production. She belongs to Tom Kestel of Evergreen View Farm. She shattered the record by producing more than 77,000 pounds of milk in 1 year. That's enough to fill an Olympic swimming pool. Kestel says she's a pretty typical cow for his herd.
As you can see, she just stands in a stall just like everybody else. No special treatment.
Kestel says the secret to getting his cows to produce so much milk is good breeding. He makes about two-thirds of his income breeding the high-producing cows and then selling their genes all over the world.
That is certainly not part of our goal at all, is to set a new national record in anything. Our goal is to take care of our cows, breed good cows, have good cows, sell good cows to other people.
Kestel's champion cow is an extreme example, but average milk per cow has shot up since 1950. Today, we have less than half as many dairy cows as we did then, but they produce almost twice as much milk. Mark Stevenson is the director for dairy policy analysis at the UW Center for Dairy Profitability. He says the introduction of artificial insemination is one of the reasons for this huge rise in milk production.
We went from natural breeding of cows to artificial insemination of cows, and that let us have better genetic selection of animals than just, you know, what your best-looking bull out of the herd it used to be.
He says better nutrition and management have contributed to the spike in milk production, as well as vaccines and the controversial growth hormone RBST, which makes cows produce more milk.
No question that that is efficacious. A cow will produce more milk if provided that product. But increasingly, consumers have been pushing away from that, and there's much less used of that product today.
And within the last decade, there was another development that changed the industry. The bovine genome was sequenced and published in 2009. Since then, breeding cows based on the properties contained in their DNA has been on the rise.
Before we could take a look right into the DNA, we were changing the DNA of the cattle. We were selecting bulls who had certain performance.
That's Ryan Starkenberg. He's the senior geneticist for ABS Global, a large artificial insemination company based in DeForest. He says one of the problems with high production cows is they sometimes have trouble with reproducing. But with genomics, they can try to breed that out.
We can actually select for cows that are better milk producers as well as more reproductively efficient, and can breed back more easily, calve more easily, and so on. So those animals are hard to find, but once we find them, we can then use the artificial breeding to really spread their genes around the country and around the world.
Tom Kestel, who owns the Champion Cow, has sold genetics in dozens of countries. He says he's seen the dairy industry change a lot since he started milking cows in the 1950s.
But yet, the same goal is the same, is to be able to produce milk as cheaply and economically as you can without sacrificing the well-being of the cow.
And he says he expects it to keep changing and milk production to keep going up. And it needs to, as worldwide dairy consumption is also on the rise. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.